Can't think what we call them now, but they were made out of white oak trees, split, oh, real thin, perhaps eighth of an inch, long pieces, and webbed. There would always be some man in the community that could make the things. And we'd get the splints and take to him, and he'd web the baskets. And they would hold 100 pounds of cotton, or maybe 200 pounds of cotton or more.
Huge, then. Mm-hmm. They must have lasted forever.
They would. It'd last for several years.
Not like the bushel baskets we have now.
Not out of plastic, like clothes baskets.
Yeah, I like those. What is the word that used to be used for the round circular pieces, and sometimes they were made of bone and sometimes of metal, that girls in plantation days used to wear under their big full skirts to make them sort of sway? When you sat down, you had to be very careful or they'd flip.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't think right now. Hooks, whatever they are, the hooks.
What are some terms that you'd use for bottle stoppers that you would put in a bottle after you've opened it?
Caps.
Any other kind that you can think of?
Not right now.
Is there a kind that you think of as maybe going in a champagne bottle that you have to use a special sort of puller to get out, and usually it comes out with a big pop?
Cork stoppers.
That's another kind, I guess.
But pop stoppers.
Okay. What do you call the musical instrument that's played, and they may have had one at the Conway Twitty concert, that is played with the mouth, moving it and breathing in and out? You find it frequently in country music with guitars and so forth. Johnny Cash plays one in addition to his guitar.
Could it be a harp? Harmonica?
Do you make a distinction between harp and harmonica?
In my day, it was just called harp.
Really?
Now, I guess it's mostly called harmonica.
What do you think is there a kind of a harp? Is there another kind of word that is used with harp that would refer to a harmonica?
I don't know.
There is an instrument that's played, I know, in the hill country particularly, that isn't a harmonica, but it is a mouth instrument, and it's strummed, but you vary the tone by the way you open and close your mouth.
Oh, Jew's harp.
Yeah.
Jew's harp.
Yeah, now this isn't a harmonica.
No.
Do you find that people sometimes confuse the names for the two, though?
Well, I don't know. Just haven't thought about it. Mm.
Do they still play Jew's harps very often?
I haven't seen one in a long time. I don't think they ever played here in the country and western shows. Mm.
What is the instrument that you use to drive a nail?
Hammer.
And can you tell me as many terms as you can think of for parts of a wagon?
The body, wheels, axles, tongue, coupling pole.
Where's that?
That's the one little thing about the size of a 2x4 that holds the back half to the front half.
Oh.
Runs under the body.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, there's one other thing, too. The standards that hold the body on in place. I forgot what they're called.
At each corner? Mm-hmm. You're talking about?
They're on each side. They're really not on the corner of the body. The body is just put on them in between, and there might be that much hanging off each end between these posts of things, but they're not called that. I forgot what they are called.
What do you call the two pieces that stick out in front on a buggy that the horse is hitched to?
Shafts.